It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch and McGetalong.
I'm Hitch and McGetalong, and now for today's top stories. In today's top story, the creator feature Pandora's Kitchen revealed today that Sister Gertie's Brownies, made popular by the webcomic Orin's Monastery, are in fact not low-fat at all. Readers responded to this news by posting a recipe for fajita burritos. The sit-down stand-up show this month recorded its first show with no script, no rehearsal, and no direction. Listeners are said to be delighted at the show's improvement in quality. In Wallaroo Black's A Rude Awakening, sources report that Cora is being stalked by murderous ex-boyfriend Mordred. Details as they develop. Because that's all we have for right now. In the superhero series Intense Stories, Zookeeper's daughter Sally Sessick fell into an anteater enclosure. No origin story is reported at this time. Dateline, the land of horrible puns in the Middle Ages. Brave knight Sir Florin and his noble steed Briarwood, the horse, are believed to be indirectly responsible for the origin of the multidimensional supervillain Nexicool. Florin is quoted as saying, "He seemed like a nice chap, not at all destined to become a major supervillain." It is not known whether the various realms of the multiverse are pressing charges at this time. Excuse me for a moment, please. Exactly what is going on here? Who are these people? You're not supposed to be in this studio. This is a closed set.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Oh, well, we'll just see about that.
We are Borg. You will be the symbol.
Those darn Borg are everywhere these days. Fortunately, I had the foresight to buy a can of Borg spray. 86711 Prospect Boulevard, the webcomic Room for One More. Two tribes of Aboriginal animals have been discovered living in the basement of the house of Fry Possum. The two tribes, one consisting entirely of frogs, the other entirely of coyotes, have been at war for many, many years. But, in such a big house, nobody ever noticed. Ross Island. In the webcomic The Fluffles, engineers Fluffle and Bird are believed to be stranded on the icy plains of Armitage County after disgruntled employee Gorski took the snowcat to Scott Base and spent an overlong lunch hour lounging in a hot tub while still wearing his coat. Well, that's weird. I am being informed that the two engineers are not Fluffle and Bird. They are Fluffle and Harry. Wait a minute. The bird is named Harry? Well, who's Bird? The seal is Bird, and the bird is Harry. Okay, that's... Was there a mix-up at the Office of Webcomic Character Names? Okay. At any rate, the disgruntled employee Gorski is said to be in deep doo-doo. In the webcomic The Tongue, the two-dimensional character known as Marco, well, didn't really do much of anything because the tongue isn't running anymore. Enough of that story! In Tongue Tanglers, reports are that a Buddhist monastery in eastern India has burned to the ground. Philanthropist Ted Tiger has sent to Ben Bear of Ben's Discount Tents
were tents for the 10 remaining monks living at the monastery. While Ben Bear was unavailable for comment, his employees told the reporters, "Oh no, not another one of these.
Ben sends Ted 10 red 10-cent sentence.
Will you get out of here?"
And now, on the lighter side of the news, here is Madam Cheetah with today's horoscope. It is horoscope.
Oh, hello! If today is your birthday, don't take it badly when the machines rise up against their creators. It will actually work out to your advantage in the long run. Your silverware is out to get you, but don't worry, the plates will keep you perfectly safe despite the obstinate neutrality of the coffee mugs. Tonight, wear your underwear over your head. It may save your life. It's true. The stars say so.
The science department at Webcomic U claims to have made a scientific breakthrough this month, having solved the current Pandoku puzzle. Their solution is as follows. Blue Bottle, Jack, Eckert, Og, Yaki, Otar, Floyb, Tim, Flaggy. Second row, not the Borg again. Oh no, they've gone and assimilated the entire cast of Edge of Reason.
"We are Borg. You will be assimilated. We will have your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Resistance is futile."
Oh man.
"Ah, just kidding. You should have seen the look on your face. Now we're not going to assimilate you. It's not politically correct."
Seriously?
"Well, no, actually that's a lie. We are going to assimilate you. I mean, what the heck? Out here in the middle of space, living on a giant gray cube, what else is there to do, man? I mean, sure, there's karaoke night every Friday at 7, but that gets old really quickly. So that's what we do for fun. We assimilate people. Can you blame us? Really?"
"Well, yeah.
I mean, what are we doing in our place? So, just come on and let us assimilate you."
"No."
"Come on, that'll be fun."
"No, I don't think so."
"Please."
"I said no. Now you lot get back." "Vats, you just dropped your implant. Wait a minute, you're not Borg at all, are you? This is some sort of giant hoax, isn't it?"
It is a hoax."
"You're not mad, are you?"
"Are you kidding? This has got to be the slowest news day ever. I do believe that you guys have just saved me from dying of abject boredom."
"And that is why we are here."
"And thank goodness we've just run out of time."
Hitch, what are you doing with that can of Borg spray? Hitch!
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and Magetalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.